For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Groups from across the political spectrum are uniting against Dominion Power and its grip on Virginia's energy market. A federal judge strikes down a Virginia law that allows only physicians to perform first trimester abortions. And soon, Virginians going through a mental health crisis will no longer be hauled off to the hospital in a police car. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, May 8th. An unlikely coalition of conservative and progressive groups announced an effort Tuesday to take on Dominion and the rest of Virginia's entire energy market. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain has details.
Virginia has a regulated monopoly utility system. Adrian Moore, vice president of the Reason Foundation, says that's not the way it has to be. Other states have competitive markets.
We all know that there's solar and wind out there, but most of us don't have an opportunity to use it or consume it. We need to unleash that so that consumers can drive the innovation and the technology that's used in electricity.
That argument has brought together a diverse group of environmentalists, libertarians, and consumer advocates. Brennan Gilmore with Clean Virginia says they can be successful against Dominion because
we have better ideas.
Their main idea is simple: allow utilities to either own the infrastructure or provide the service, just not both. Gilmore says that's how Dominion gets away with overcharging customers.
Powerful monopoly utilities who have essentially looked at Virginia and seen an ATM machine.
A spokesperson for Dominion told the AP that the company's customers already get a great value. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
A federal judge has struck down a Virginia law that allows only physicians to perform first trimester abortions. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that U.S. District Judge Henry E. Hudson's ruling states that the law, quote, is unnecessary and provides minimal medical benefits with respect to first trimester abortions. He added that such regulations present an undue burden to women seeking an abortion. Hudson's opinion could increase access to abortions in the state by allowing more medical providers to perform the procedure. The lawsuit was filed by a medical center and reproductive rights groups. A trial over other state abortion laws, including a requirement for ultrasounds and a 24-hour delay for an abortion in some circumstances, is scheduled for May 20th. Virginians experiencing a mental health crisis will no longer be taken to the hospital in the back of a police car starting this summer. That practice has been criticized as traumatizing for the patient and a waste of time and money for law enforcement officers. The Virginia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Services announced on Tuesday that it will award the private security firm G4S a $7 million two-year contract to provide transportation for the thousands of mental health patients each year who are involuntarily hospitalized. The company will provide drivers to take patients to the closest hospital with an available mental health bed, which can sometimes be hours away. Currently, law enforcement officers are dispatched to drive patients in the back of a marked vehicle, sometimes handcuffing them, even when a crime has not been committed. The U.S. government has filed a lawsuit against nearly two dozen of West Virginia Governor Jim Justice's coal companies. The suit seeks $4.8 million in unpaid mine safety fines. The civil lawsuit was filed by federal prosecutors in Virginia on behalf of the U.S. Department of Labor and the Mine Safety and Health Administration. The governor owns 23 coal companies that operate in Virginia, West Virginia, Tennessee, Alabama, and Kentucky. They committed almost 2,300 federal Mine Health and Safety Act violations since May 2014, but have refused to pay the penalties, despite multiple attempts by federal agencies to get the money. That's all according to the lawsuit. Governor Justice is reported to be the richest man in West Virginia. Finally, will Virginia voters press their luck with casinos? Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope looks at the odds.
Is Danville really the right place for a casino? That's a question that could soon be before voters in Danville, now that the governor has signed legislation opening the door to casino gambling in Virginia. The legislation was introduced by State Senator Luis Lucas of Portsmouth.
Just as Northern Virginia and other parts of the state will receive rewards of Amazon's location, rewards from which all of us will benefit, we need a game changer in our areas of the state as well.
Her bill, signed by the governor and now law, could open the door to gambling in economically struggling communities of Danville, Bristol, and Portsmouth. It could also end up allowing Pamunkey Tribe casinos near Richmond and Norfolk. But is any of that really a good idea? Frank Shavroth at George Mason University says no.
That little tiny city in New Jersey that had this crazy feeling that they could rely on casinos, and it clearly did not happen. It led instead to as close to municipal bankruptcy for Atlantic City as possible, and then led to a state takeover.
Nothing is imminent, at least not yet. A study is due to lawmakers by December, and then voters would need to approve a casino in one of the five locations before anybody was able to start placing their bets. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoy your Wednesday.